lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
SpaceX acknowledging that the company's Crew Dragon capsule was destroyed last weekend by an explosion during a test firing. As had been suspected by observers, it happened on Saturday during activation of the spacecraft's Super Draco thrusters, which are used to land the craft as part of a launch escape system. The company says the explosion should not have any effect, though, on SpaceX's Cargo Dragon capsules going forward. There have been a lot of deadly falls by visitors to the Grand Canyon lately. Now, a National Park spokesman says a visitor in Hawaii is recovering after surviving a fall into a volcano.
He was about 70 feet below the edge of the cliff where his fall had been arrested by a small ledge, preventing him from falling the rest of the 300 feet to the bottom of the caldera, likely saving his life.
The man is said to be seriously injured after that Wednesday night tumble into the Kilauea volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Record flooding still taking a toll on Davenport, Iowa. The Mississippi River rising to its highest level since 1993, expected to hit 22.7 feet today. Governor Kim Reynolds has declared a disaster in dozens of counties. A San Francisco city attorney is suing the Trump administration over a new federal rule that would reportedly allow health care staff to refuse some types of medical treatment to members of the LGBTQ community. That lawsuit claims the new so-called conscience rule would reduce access to health care for a number of groups, including women, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Specifically, the rule could deny sterilization care, which is often sought by people making a gender transition. New Jersey's Department of Health is warning that a person confirmed to have measles recently arrived at Newark Liberty International Airport. The traveler came in from Israel on April 16th and was in Terminal C that day. Anybody who was there at the time or was on the infected person's flight may have been exposed to the potentially dangerous virus. And this year's Miss USA is from Charlotte, North Carolina. 28-year-old lawyer Chelsea Crist was crowned at the annual event held this year in Reno, Nevada last night. Remember to check us out online anytime. Our newly redesigned website is at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And the weather forecast for today begins with cloudy skies, a slight chance of showers, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 61 and easterly winds around 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, and a low around 55. Light easterly winds, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. On Saturday, we have a chance of showers again, mainly after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies, a high near 73. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Saturday night, showers mainly after 8 p.m. The low will be around 55 degrees with northeasterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Sunday showers again, a high near 63 and east winds around 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and the low around 48. On Monday, you can start your work week with mostly sunny skies and a high near 73.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. And Hands Across Hunterdon is just that. We talk about folks and businesses, nonprofits, for-profits, government agencies, whoever is lending that hand to make a difference in our community. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And always, always, always telling you that this year, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help for 50 years. 50 years you have called 908-782-4357 for any need, any challenge, 24/7, 365 days of the year. We'll have a lot of celebrations this year, and in the hopes, actually, of furthering Hunterdon Helpline even more for the next 50 years. So hopefully you'll jump on those wagons and lead us into the future. I'm so excited today because with me is Jennifer Williford. She is the manager and business and coordination and development for Fisherman's Mark, which is near and dear to my heart because Hunterdon Helpline has worked with Fisherman's Mark through the years, both directly and through committee works throughout the county. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here, Susan.
Well, I'm so happy to have you. I'm such a fan of Fisherman's Mark. I'm so excited just sitting in my seat talking to you, Jen.
Oh, well, I'm really happy to be here, and it is wonderful to have these community partnerships for sure.
Well, Fisherman's Mark's no youngster either.
Right. We've been in our community for 38 years, serving our neighbors right in Lambertville.
And it not just in Lambertville. I want to be very clear about that because, you know, we center all of our agencies and our nonprofits seem to center in the middle of the county in Flemington. Of course, we have agencies in Clinton and Lambertville and even Milford and Califon and so forth. But I want to give a very specific shout out to Fisherman's Mark because you're sort of our South County voice. We're talking about Hands Across Hunterdon. You're our hands in South County. And so if somebody can't get up for services in Flemington or what have you, you guys are there ready and able.
Yeah, that's a wonderful point, Susan. You're absolutely right. We do serve even parts of Bucks County, New Hope, certainly all of Hunterdon County. But what we do hear often is that a lot of the community of Lambertville can't make their way up to Flemington due to transportation issues, whatever it may be. So we are proud to be in the southern part of the county.
It makes a huge, huge difference. So before we talk a little bit about Fisherman's Mark and the social services that it provides for 38 years, and oh my gosh, so varied, including a farm stand, including having their own vegetables being grown, etc., in addition to what you normally think of social services. Jen, what is the manager of business coordination and development? What does that mean, and what do you do exactly?
Yeah, so I've actually only been with Fisherman's Mark for about 9 months. Certainly no stranger to the social service world. I had a background in a YMCA for nearly 25 years. And I think when I got to Fisherman's Mark, the thing that really inspired me was that we were this it was described to me as a small but mighty organization, and that is exactly what it's all about. So my role has changed quite a bit in the 9 months since I've been there. I have taken on basic day-to-day management responsibilities for our little organization, overseeing the volunteer program, and most recently moving into more of a development role, just trying to build some strategy around cultivation of our donors so that we
can... So important to nonprofits. We love you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it wonderful work that we're doing in the community, but if we aren't out there getting our message out of who we are and what we do, you know, we wouldn't be able to receive the funding that we so desperately need.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I started probably, a little over 8 years ago, maybe going on 10 already, with Helpline. I was a volunteer first for a couple of years. Prior to that, I worked for the Chamber of Commerce. So I was very familiar with Fisherman's Mark. But I have to say that especially, I guess, when I became executive director of Helpline, I started seeing this evolution, this surge in Fisherman's Mark. And as I said before, so important that we recognize you as that mighty force, not just in the little enclave of Lambertville, but really a player in Huntington County, across the land. Like I said, committees, oh my gosh, we serve on so many committees for human services, the Human Services Advisory Council, the Comprehensive Emergency Assistance Committee, so many to really give advice from a nonprofit's point of view of what's going on out there and what is needed. And I have really seen Fisherman's Mark just really blossom into a true player, a true mighty force. I love that. Mm. I love that expression because it's so true. What do you attribute that to? Is I know you've got a lot of new staff, I know, but, you know, even before that, there was definitely a trajectory.
Yeah, I think, like you said, it really is. It's about being a force in the community. I believe we have a, yes, we can attitude. And so that really is empowering. We have to be smart. We have very limited staff resources, so we have to be smart in how we position ourselves. But really just trying to take advantage of opportunities that come our way and to... Also, for us to find the right community partners when we have new initiatives to really make sure that it's something that we really can sustain.
And you are very visible in the community now as well, I have to say. In your 9 months, you definitely have made an impact. And when we come back from this commercial break, I would like to talk about the very specific programs of Fisherman's Mark, because the diversity of the organization really is inspiring. So we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. Here, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help 24-7, 365 days of the year, whether it be for basic human needs, shelter for both Hunterdon County and Somerset County's mental health, senior family youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and so much more. We run our own programs as well, whether it's telephone reassurance and friendly visitor for our seniors who are homebound, literacy services, a work connectivity program. We are there to help you when you call 24-7 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or you can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. That's helpline, all one word, .org. HELPLINEHC.org. And I am happy to continue this show today with Jennifer Wilford, who is the Manager of Business Coordination and Development with Fisherman's Mark. We've been kind of given a little history of Fisherman's Mark, but if you're not familiar with it, as I said before the break, a very diverse list of things that you do, Jennifer. Nutrition services, obviously social services, that is your main focus, your foundation. Education, you also have a food pantry, give education on nutrition, etc. You've got a program called Las Puentes. I could go on and on and on. So where do you want to begin?
Where to begin, Susan? Where? I guess maybe let's first start with the food pantry, because that's probably what we're most well known for by many. And so that, to us, is just a really program that we really feel so proud to really be able to help address the needs of food insecurity within our community. And, you know, here we live in one of the wealthiest counties, and there are hungry people, as you know.
And absolutely.
To see, you know, regular faces through our pantry, we're really unique. We're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And I think that the thing that we love about the pantry so much is that this is a great way for us to just have a touch base with our clients. We the staff is physically present within the pantry, and so it's just a good way for us to do a check-in with our clients to see are they needing any of our other services that we offer. And
that is huge, because we know with our friendly visitor program, which is supposed to be purely social for folks 60 and older or folks with disabilities who are adults, who are basically homebound, isolated, marginalized, etc. They are our boots on the ground, those friendly visitors, because they go into an apartment, a home, what have you, and can identify, is the environment deteriorating? Is the person deteriorating? So having a place where people come for their food, again, having that one-on-one rapport and being able to establish relationships so that they can ask for social services. I'm sure that the people that you serve is certainly the numbers are robust, but we know that there are other folks out there that you want to reach. So being able to establish that relationship, I think, is so important, and the food pantry certainly does that.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we say is it's really starting to build that first level of trust. You know, when you're providing food for somebody, you're building a level of trust. And so perhaps they identified to us early on that they're just in need of food. But then as we build that relationship and that level of trust, we learn that there's so much more that we can be doing for that individual client. One of the other unique programs that we rolled out this year through the Lambertville Public School is a weekend backpack program, so making sure that some of the children that are on the free or reduced food is going home with a backpack filled with food. And again, these may be people that aren't clients of ours, but it was a way that we could lend a helping hand and start to build trust so that way they know that we're there to support them.
And I want to emphasize that as well, because when do we give food, guys? We give food at Thanksgiving. We give food at the winter holidays. But we forget that oftentimes our folks, particularly our children, who are off for the summer and no longer getting a lunch at school, do not have access to food. We talk about that food insecurity. And what does that mean? It means you're not secure in having basic sustenance on your table. And the food pantries certainly help us overcome that. But this backpack program is so important when you think about it, Jen, for the weekend. Mm-hmm. But school's out in another month or so, right? And then what? And then how do we really reach out and get people to come to the food pantries?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, I'm probably speaking a little ahead of the rollout of this, but we are right now, that's a conversation that we have often. And so we are in conversations with the city of Lambertville to offer a free lunch program throughout the summer, where we have certainly the manpower of volunteers, where we'd be providing a lunch to the children of Lambertville. So it's still in very much beginning talk stages. Obviously, time is of an essence. With school will be letting out in, you know, less than 6 weeks. But sometimes those are the best initiatives when you're kind of under the gun and you just have to quickly make it.
Oh, look at me. That's the way I rock and roll.
But we are. We're very excited. We're the potential name that we're looking to call it is FLY, so Feeding Lambertville Youth. And, again, in collaboration with the city of Lambertville, just to make sure that children are not hungry this summer.
And just to show you that this is throughout the land. You mentioned we are a wealthy county, and yet these needs exist and exist big time. And I know the Salvation Army has a very similar program that's very successful in Flemington. They have a Friday lunch, and then they expand during the summer to bring more kids in, recognizing this need. And it is successful. But then we go back to why Fisherman's Mark is so important, because, again, you know, how do folks get up into Flemington to take advantage of that? We know that public transportation outside of the link does not happen here. And to be able to, you know, get to where you're going, even with a scheduled ride for the links, oftentimes does not get you to where you need to be in a timely fashion. And I know that the freeholders are actually taking transportation on this year to really focus in on that. But when you think about transportation and we think about going from here to here, let's think about the reason you want to go from here to here. And food. We're talking about a basic need. So I have no qualms that you're going to get this program. And I shout out to Lambertville, because I'm sure, as I've seen with other programs, that they are right on the money, literally, when it comes to these needs. But that's fantastic. Absolutely a fantastic program. I'm glad to hear it. You said for the youth, though, Jen, and that doesn't preclude their parents, if parents coming with them, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, as we've talked this through, we've also said, you know, we never want there to be any stigma around who's receiving the food. So we would be planning to roll out the lunches right after the summer camp program. So basically we won't exclude anybody from receiving a meal, because we don't want the children that is in need receiving a lunch and not the child next to them, and them having to explain why they're getting a free lunch through our services.
Exactly.
So we'll be feeding lots of children this summer, and certainly any other family members in need.
That stigma is important to address, for sure. And I do know that the Salvation Army was hoping that youth would volunteer as well. And so, you know, they've looked at it from a point of view as let the kids that need the meal volunteer, and let it really just become a community thing. Mm-hmm. So I do think that's important. The I could talk about the food pantry on and on and on. I actually did a paper on the food pantries. It was really about technology being used across the board, mm-hmm. regardless of your socioeconomic status. It also, quite frankly, was centering on whether seniors are using technology. So I spent hours at the Flemington Food Pantry and hours at Fisherman's Mark Food Pantry, just sitting there watching people come in, et cetera, and seeing, you know, are they on their smartphones? Do they, in Flemington Pantry, while they're waiting, they're bringing their laptops even. But what I did learn from watching was the system, the processes that go into a person coming in, et cetera. And that has changed, I believe, so that people can access food, don't have to go through a rigmarole, don't have to just go to one food pantry that's close by to where they live. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're now all clients are self-reporting, so certainly if they're coming to us, we believe that there is certainly a need. One of my learning curves when I first got there, I said, well, what if they're going to our pantry and somebody else's pantry in Flemington? And clearly, maybe they are. And that's
maybe they're hungry.
They're hungry. And you know what? They deserve to have food in their pantry.
Exactly.
Like we do, too. I think one of the
I don't think people go out of their way, particularly we just mentioned transportation being an issue. If they're showing up at more than one, it's because they are in need.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the variety is probably really wonderful for them. I know that Flemington probably provides some things that we don't provide and vice versa. I think one of my interesting findings in spending a lot of time in the pantry is they – and the clients are trying to make the healthiest choice they can possibly make. And so for us, being able to provide really healthy, fresh produce is really, really important to us. You know, we know the word on the street is Tuesdays is usually a big delivery day for us with produce. So we see a huge uptick in pantry usage that day. But we love that. We love the fact that we are getting this produce, and that's all through community partners. ShopRite of Hunterdon, of Flemington, rather, is, of course, a huge supporter for us. Rolling Harvest, who is going throughout the communities and just taking the abundance of farmers' produce, and we get to distribute it. So it's really fun for us. Sometimes we get produce that we don't even know what it is, and we Google it and then try to find a really easy recipe. So
oh, nice.
That way, we're, again, doing that food education and encouraging them to take that healthy food.
That is awesome. We're going to take a break, come back with Jen from Fisherman's Mark. And, you know, again, I can't say enough about the different programs and services. So you're going to hear a lot more when you come back. So stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's April jobs report is out, and it shows the unemployment rate for the nation at the lowest level since December of 1969, dropping 0.2% to 3.6%. And the jobs report also beat expectations for jobs created, with around 263,000 new jobs last month, when the forecasts were for about 185,000. A man who was plotting to bomb the New York City subway system 10 years ago will soon be a free man. Najibullah Zazi, who faced life in prison, ended up being given 10 years, which essentially amounts to time he's already served. But authorities say for almost a decade, he's cooperated with other investigations into terrorist groups, and his lawyer says he's a transformed man who unequivocally repudiates radical Islam now. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up. And don't miss our Neighborhood Barbecue Fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
The weather forecast for today, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Cloudy skies with a high near 61 and east winds around 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 55 and light easterly winds. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Saturday, a chance of showers again, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 73, and northeast winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Saturday night, showers mainly after 8 p.m., low around 55, northeasterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Sunday showers again, high near 63 and east winds around 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 48. And Monday, we'll start the week off with mostly sunny skies and a high near 73. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. We're here 10 from 10 to 11 Friday mornings here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. And it's just been an incredible ride to be on the Internet Radio Station. Kudos to the Chamber for starting this, because so many different programs and schedules to bring you really the latest information about Hunterdon County, whether it's about playing in Hunterdon County, working in Hunterdon County, living in Hunterdon County. You'll hear a variety of information. And with me today, if you have just tuned in, is Jennifer Williford, the Manager of Business Coordination and Development for Fisherman's Mark. We've been talking about the food pantry, Jen, but as you said, sometimes it's a segue when somebody comes in for food. It's a segue to social services and other needs that they have. What are some of those needs under the roof of Fisherman's Mark that you're able to assist with?
Right. So Fisherman's Mark, we say we're help when help is needed, and that help looks like a variety of different things for our clients. So we see clients that present themselves as homeless. We see a lot of seniors needing some help navigating paperwork. Perhaps they don't have family to do that kind of assistance. You know, we have single moms maybe, or women fleeing domestic violence and just needing some guidance as to where to turn. So basically, whenever somebody comes to us, we do kind of information, resource, and referral. We recognize that we might not be the expert in any one thing. Certainly, that's when we call upon and refer to Hunterdon Helpline a great deal.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Safe in Hunterdon is another one. So, you know, we couldn't do what we do if we didn't have these amazing community partners.
Collaboration is the only key to holistic solutions to a person's need.
Absolutely. And there's so many services out there to help people, and people don't know in their time of crisis, they don't know where to turn. So that's really where we play a really big role. We do have probably about 20 active clients through case management. So that's when we've identified that a client needs some greater assistance. Usually that looks like something around just trying to find secure housing for people. Again, seniors who maybe just really need some help navigating. So it looks like a variety of different things depending on that client's need. Our goal is always to get them to self-sufficiency. But certainly that takes time, and that's a process. So we really stay engaged with them every step of the way until they're basically telling us that, you know, they've got this and they feel really good. We never, ever turn anybody away. And certainly we, you know, unfortunately people continue to fall upon hard times. So there are certain clients that we've worked with for several years, just trying to accommodate them in whatever their needs may be.
Absolutely. And so I want you to get a pencil and paper if you're listening in, whether you're someone who is in need, whether you want to volunteer, or whether you want to donate. And we discussed how important that is to the survival of the nonprofits who are doing all this good work. So where is Fisherman's Market? It's at 37 South Main Street in Lambertville. Again, that's 37 South Main Street. They are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. And the phone number is, I hope you got that pencil and paper, 609-397-0194. That's 609-397-0194. And you can visit them on the internet at www.fishermansmark.org. Very clear and simple, fishermansmark.org. Again, the phone number 609-397-0194. And even though, again, you are based in Lambertville, Jen, obviously, if you're in need, their door is open.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to go back to some of the collaboration, because particularly when we're talking about social services and also education, because, again, without being able to have all these other agencies and organizations under the belt of Hundred and Helpline, we cannot possibly serve someone in need to the fullest possible extent for not just success in the immediate moment, but for the sustainable future. Mm-hmm. And we know, again, 50 years this year, being this umbrella organization whose job it is to know what the other nonprofits are doing. Our database, 1,500 programs and services of different organizations, we find is the only way, even when we have our own programs, to supplement or to collaborate, particularly with the case management, and really find those other organizations whose expertise in that field is crucial, absolutely crucial, so we can all do our part and bring to the table the various expertise that we each have for a person's need. And I always give this example when folks call us for utility assistance, for instance, after we get through the, oh my gosh, they're turning off my electricity tomorrow, we say to them, what's going to happen next month? Because, again, if you cannot pay your phone bill, either you are unemployed or underemployed. Can we solve that problem so that, in fact, when we help you today, it is sustainable for next month? And that's what's so important, and I think that's where your education piece comes in.
Absolutely. You're right. You know, again, you know, you just want to get these clients into a healthier place. And I always say that there's not really handouts that we give, it's hand ups in times when they're in crisis. But in many cases, you do have to educate them as to how are we going to prevent this? How are we going to have a plan so you don't fall upon hard times?
Well, I know the story of why it's called Fisherman's Mark, and I think you should tell us that. But it is apropos to say, in regard to what you just said, yes, we give the fish sometimes, mm-hmm. but we teach you how to fish too.
Absolutely, and I do. I think our name really is clever in going back to that initial story of teaching a man to fish, and that is important in helping them to get to a healthier place.
Self-sufficiency, sustainability, that's success. Too often I find, Jen, that people think, you know, and you use the word a handout. our hands, and again, we're called Hands Across Huntington on this radio show, because it does start with a hand. It does start with a hand. It starts, as you had said already, too, the relationship building, the trust. And when a person is in crisis, there's nothing wrong with that handout, because they're in a frenzy. Oh, my gosh, my electricity is going to be turned off. I will not have refrigeration for my food for my child. You know, I have a six-month-old baby. You know, how am I going to do this with the lights turned off, with the refrigerator turned off, with water not running through the pipes? So there's nothing wrong. That handout, if we could all think about really extending our hand to someone, not charity, but assistance, not somebody wanting, you know, a free ride, but somebody wanting a start. And, you know, we take our children by the hand all the time. And as you said, we educate. And I think it's time we educated ourselves so that we understand that there's a process here. And the process should start with, let's take care of your immediate crisis, your immediate challenge, your immediate need, so that it will clear the way both literally, physically, and mentally for you to start working on the next steps.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And just to remind our listeners that these really are our neighbors. These are our people that
are
truly...
these are us.
Yes, and it is, you know, and what does the profile of somebody using a pantry look like, or somebody using case management services? It's your neighbors. They're your friends. It could be your parents. You know, it's truly, I think, what we feel good about in the work that we both do, Susan, is it's neighbors helping neighbors.
And absolutely.
I do believe that's our responsibility.
And also, you know, what are the demographics? What does it look like? In 2013, Bloomberg News put out an article about Huntington County and the fact that it was certainly considered one of the top counties in the country wealth-wise. But what they were saying is, due to the recession, people had lost their executive position and their six-figure jobs. People lost their McMansions. And they were talking about how people were driving up in their BMWs to the food pantries at that time. Obviously a paid-off car, whatever, because I don't want to get into the why would they drive in the BMW and all, like, and let's then we go back to transportation needs. But certainly we saw that with the recession. And I think that while the economy is better, I think that we are still suffering in so many ways, because also when people think about getting employment, et cetera, many of those folks who lost their jobs were older and were facing age discrimination or at least prejudice and couldn't get the same job that they had. And jobs have, in fact, changed. So you don't have the same sort of top-heavy hierarchy anymore because companies started pulling back and not giving salaries like that. So you're right. This is neighbor to neighbor. This is family to family. This is but the grace of, you know, there go I. This could befall anybody at any time, and I hope that that was a lesson to suffer through that and realize that anybody can be in need at any time. One very tragic medical catastrophe, and we're in that same boat. We're going to take a break, come back with Jen, and talk more about Fisherman's Mark. Again, if you need assistance, 609-397-0194. They are located at 37 South Main Street in Lambertville. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station, WHCRDB, the voice of business. And Hunterdon Helpline, 50 years old this year and celebrating throughout the year, so stay tuned. But we are your first call for help in Hunterdon County. For shelter in both Hunterdon and Somerset County, please give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or if you want to volunteer, please, as with all nonprofits, we run on volunteers and couldn't do it without you. I'm so happy to have Jen Williford here. She is the Manager of Business Coordination and Development for Fisherman's Mark. And we've been having a fantastic conversation about the incredible work you do there at Fisherman's Mark, Jen. But I want to go to a little bit more about the farm stand. And also, I'm jealous. They have an incredible event that I wish I had thought about. But I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to give that as a tease. But first, we're going to talk about the farm stand, which, again, is so important for a person's health and nutrition. You know, some of these programs that we offer for social services, if a person's not healthy, it's not going to make a big difference. So nutrition is huge. So tell us about the farm stand. I know it's been going on for years, and now you even have a garden in the back. I know that the Department of Human Services of the state came and saw this in its making. So kudos to you guys.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's a very small garden in the back, but thanks to our team of Garden Club volunteers who come and do our planting for us and our weeding and the picking of the produce as it comes on. But certainly what we grow back there really isn't what really sustains us through the summer. Again, it's in collaboration with Rolling Harvest, who goes to all of the local farms and collects that abundance of produce that we distribute for free at our farm stand on Wednesdays. We'll start June 12th, and the farm stand runs from 10 to 2 every Wednesday throughout September. And I think what's so fun is that we just see a whole variety of amazing produce that comes through the farm stand. Many of the things we don't even know what it is, but we do a good job of Googling it and providing a recipe for our clients so that way they can go home with something healthy that might be easy for them to prepare. So it's free to the entire community, and some people would say, why would you do that? Why would you have something free to this entire community? And it's really twofold for us. It's a great way for us to engage our community, let them know who we are and what we do. And then again, around the stigma of food, we certainly would never want somebody to come to Farm Stand and stand next to a paying person when they can't afford to pay for the same. So it's free to the entire community. We ask if people are in a position, they can certainly make a donation, but certainly not necessary. And you know who we see at Farm Stand is we see a lot of seniors.
Yes.
They're collecting their produce because they probably truly cannot afford to buy
absolutely
really healthy organic produce in the you know grocery stores.
Our aging population, our seniors are definitely, we hear about the graying of America. It's happening right here in Hunterdon County, certainly with helplines, programs, and services for seniors. Just a few years ago, the average age probably was around 70. Now it's around 80. And that's great. We're living longer and all of that. But with it comes financial issues as well as health issues.
For sure, for sure. We also see a lot of young families as well. And when we ask them, you know, how do they use the produce that they receive, you know, we hear stories of that they go home and they juice it, they freeze it, they whatever it is that they can sustain it as long as possible. So that way they're putting some healthy choices on the table for their family. Last year we had a mom who came to visit us every week. She was had an infant she was nursing, and so she said it's twofold. I'm getting good nutrition, and I'm bringing it onto my child.
Absolutely. So that's part of the education.
Absolutely. So we're very proud of Farm Stand. We, again, invite the entire community to come visit us Wednesdays right in front of our offices, which is located in the Hibernia Firehouse down in Lambertville.
Right, and that is 37 South Main Street. Yeah, I like the fact that you Google. Because, again, my experience sitting in for hours in different food pantries, we have a lot of different cultures in our midst, and some of us are adding to that diversity, which is, I feel, fantastic. But some of the foods that are, quote, American often don't fit in with that cultural diversity. And I remember sitting there, it was near Thanksgiving, and you guys had an abundance of turkeys in the food pantry, and they weren't going. And your volunteers are really trying hard, you know, to push them, because not all cultures have, a Thanksgiving meal with the turkey or celebrate something a little bit different than Thanksgiving around that time of year. And they were really helping in terms of saying what could they do with the turkey, you know, avoiding the holiday stuff, but saying, you know, here's a recipe for this. You can make a soup. You can do all these things. So I think it's, you know, again, really important that that whole recipe sharing thing is absolutely huge, because it introduces people to new foods, new ways of looking at the same old, same old. Again, I just went through the holidays and I had that turkey sitting there for a week. What do you do with it? You know, because you don't want to waste food. So kudos to you guys again, because offering those recipes, very, very important. And moving somebody from a vegetable, that they're constantly having, to a vegetable that they otherwise wouldn't try, that maybe has even more nutrients in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, we sometimes receive some of these things that we think, oh, gosh, we just don't know what we would do with that. Sunchokes, for example, that landed, you know, at the
farm. I watched the Food Channel.
You know what to do with them all. We didn't. But finding
amazing.
The least expensive way for them to the easiest and least expensive way. And so Googling those recipes can sometimes be challenging, but we do it, and it really does make, we believe, a huge difference in them receiving those fruits and vegetables.
So, Jen, we only have about 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes, and I promised our listeners that we were going to talk about this really fun, I think, incredible fundraiser. I've said it before, nonprofits need you guys. We need donations. It's, you know, talk about handouts. We need your hands to come out and give. But you have this fantastic way of fundraising, and it's called the...
So we're calling it a non-gala, and basically we have not invited people to participate in our non-gala, which technically takes place on May 15th. And basically we're asking people to make the donation and what they would have paid to attend a formal gala. And so we've kind of marketed it as you don't have to get dressed up, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to hire a babysitter, just come and support us. And as you know, Susan, this time of the year is where food banks and food pantries tend to see a little bit of a lull. We also see that just in terms of the flow of donations. Summertime can be a little bit more challenging for us.
Absolutely.
So it's been a really clever way just to engage people to make a donation in a fun way.
We're hoping, and know that the entire donation is going to that and not your meal. And I say that with the caveat that we have our 50th gala coming up in November, and we do want you to buy tickets. But I do think that this is just a incredibly creative way to inspire people to give.
Yeah, and we're seeing some great success with it. So certainly if anybody wants more information, visiting our website, there's some details on there. We're also, we do have a real raffle that we'll be doing that evening with some really lovely donations from some of our local artists. So we're excited to be running that event.
So your website is www.fishermansmark.org. That's fishermansmark.org. You can learn about the non-gala there, as well as the incredible services and programs that Fisherman's Mark gives to our community. Be part of that giving. Please donate. Jen, I love talking to you, as always, and meeting up with you at the various committees and so forth. You do fantastic work. Everybody back at your ranch does incredible work, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it was so my pleasure, and it really is fun to work with such wonderful community partners such as yourself, Susan.
Thank you so much. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy creates more than 250,000 new jobs in April. And as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens, many economists say this could continue for a while.
Economists forecast that strong gains could be the longest in history by later this summer. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%, the lowest rate since December 1969.
I'm John Clemens.
The president tweeting this morning, jobs, 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 in all caps. Protests are heating up again outside the Venezuelan embassy in Washington as backers of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and left-wing activists supporting President Nicolas Maduro are clashing again for the third straight day. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their Preferred Rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
There's a report that an undercover FBI investigator met with Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos in London in 2016. The New York Times says the investigator posed as a research assistant and wanted to know whether the Trump presidential campaign was working with Russia. President Trump has repeatedly accused the FBI of spying on his campaign. Meanwhile, Democrats remain up in arms that Attorney General William Barr would skip the House hearing yesterday on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation because he did not want to take questions from staff lawyers, only lawmakers. Vice President Mike Pence says this morning,
members of the Judiciary Committee, elected members of Congress, ought to be able to do their job and ask the questions, and we fully support the Attorney General's decision not to appear.
Record flooding continues in downtown.